Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. This is the broadcast for January the 24th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, our goal is to promote and defend and protect and return to preserve the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, along with all the checks and balances that chain down bureaucrats and professional do-gooders and government thugs and enemies of liberty everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, the reality is tyranny versus liberty. You're in the middle. What are you going to spend your time promoting, huh? Yeah, the battle in heaven where Satan was thrust down continues on earth today, and the principles and the battle lines are the same. I pray you stand with us for the sacred cause of liberty. We're being targeted by bureaucrats and professional do-gooders everywhere. So evidence that U.S. targeted red states with deadly batches of vaccines is the statement. Lowell Nelson brought this up. I had never heard of it until last hour. So I don't know a lot about it, but I'm checking it out going, are you kidding me right now? Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Scott Bradley's with us, and he's going to help me break this down. His whole lifelong goal and collegiate series to match to preserve the nation, all available at freedomsrisingsun.com. Doctor, welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I have not heard anything at all about this, and with your introduction of the howbadismybatch.com, it's a plethora of information. Lending definitive further light and knowledge to this thing would be something that I would not consider myself qualified to do, but certainly it's something that needs to be discussed. I have thought often, as we've kind of gone through the last 20 months, that I wouldn't put anything past the people that are trying to destroy everything we cherish. And I hadn't ever thought about states actually being targeted this way, because even in so-called red states, there's some percentage of blue voters, if you will. But I believe this is beyond reds and blues. I believe this is something that has to do with an effort to absolutely take command and control of the entire world. And if blue people, I don't think that they're going to get a pass automatically just because you happen to live in a state where there's a lot of blue voters. So it doesn't make sense to me that that's the way it's going.
Now, well, so hold on. Let's back up for a second and kind of document this a little bit more in detail, because I think you're right, Doctor, and we'll get there in just a second. I think you're absolutely right on the point, but let's build kind of the case or the discussion point for this. The question that these websites, howbad.info and howbadismybatch.com, they're the same website, but because so many people are going to howbadismybatch.com, they're overwhelming the site. And so they had to create howbad.info as a backup site so they can handle all the traffic. And hopefully they won't be taken down from the internet. That's the first takeaway to understand. The second takeaway to understand is they're asking a very simple question. Are some batches more toxic than others? Let me say that again. Are some batches of vaccines more toxic than others? That's their question. And then what they do is they say this. We're tracking batch codes of vaccines and associated deaths and associated disabilities and illnesses for COVID-19 vaccines. That's how the premise starts. And so they're saying we are tracing these batches, and we see more batches going to red states that are causing illness and destruction than blue states. That's the first takeaway that they're kind of noticing, to the point of is it's twice as many deaths and disabilities and destruction in red states based on these batches. And they're tracking the batches. So what they say is these three companies, Moderna, Pfizer, Janssen, or whatever, they're playing games where a couple of the companies will put out placebos while one of the companies puts out a deadly batch. And then they switch, and another one puts out the deadly batch, and the others are doing placebos. And they're seeing double the batches of deadly vaccines in red states than they are in blue states. Now, you wisely say, I think it's beyond that, Sam. And that makes the next question is, how sinister is this? Remember, they just started this research. They've started it enough to really track the batches and have a handle on it to some degree. But they haven't traced it to the point you're getting to, Dr. Bradley, which is, first off, you got to back up and say, hey, they created gain-of-function research and created the ability for this virus to go viral in humans. They then created the ability after that. They then released it intentionally. So now you've got a bioweapon called COVID-19 is what they're calling it, or coronavirus or SARS-2, whatever term you want to use for this thing. And the question becomes, is there deadlier strains of this? As we know, the answer is yes. But are they able to target people with deadlier strains as well? And we're starting to see more and more and more patriots that are critical of the vaccines. They either get super sick like you and I both did, or they're dead. And that's in greater numbers than the population by far. So the real question becomes, in my opinion, are there bad or good batches, or some batches more toxic than others in the vaccine? But backing up, are there strains, or I don't know what you want to call it, different batches of virus that have been released that are more deadly than others? And are they targeting people with that as well? This research has a long way to go to make your point. However, we're seeing enough anecdotal evidence to start to say there's got to be something more here, Dr. Bradley.
I'm absolutely interested in an expanded research effort. But a couple of things I might say. One is, and I've felt this since the very, very first release to the population, where prominent people were rolling up their sleeve. You know, these are people with high profiles in churches and government and so on. They got their vaccine and they went through it, smiles that you couldn't see because of the mask, and, you know, their happy little dance and everything else like that. And there has been absolutely zero adverse reaction reported among those high-profile cases.
Early cases in my opinion, the risk was greatest even.
Absolutely. And so from the very first moment, I have had suspicions that based upon the risk of exposing the deadliness of the jab, my presumption would be that some of these very high-profile people, and maybe they didn't even know. I mean, I'm not going to assume that everybody was told, hey, look, we're going to give you the placebo. You're going to get basically saline solution, so don't worry about it. I don't know if anybody had that conversation with them. Some may have, but I assume that most people that were in that high-profile status that got that saline solution or whatever it was were, you know, it's like, hey, man, look at me. I'm good. I'm 96 years old. And I'm hale and hearty, and what are you guys worried about? Okay, so it would have been too high a risk for those that are carrying out this conspiracy to give it to them. So I have suspected from the beginning that those people were probably targeted as being, okay, they get a pass, and you know, there was no risk of any time of them keeling over at the time of the shot or 2 weeks later or whatever. On the other hand, too, not on the other hand, but another little issue that comes to thought. When I first started my graduate work, you know, I had to take a statistics course. By the way, I abhor statistics, and it's probably in part because of I had a very irreverent professor that one of the required reading books, and I don't remember the title exactly, but I think this is close enough, and it's not in print anymore, but it was How to Lie with Statistics. And so every statistical analysis needs to be carefully reviewed by someone that's capable of doing it, and I wouldn't put myself in that category. But every statistical analysis has to be reviewed to see if there has not been some factor at some angle that's been played on it that would give greater preeminence to certain things than not. We need an honest evaluation that completely peels the onion, if you will, on these things. And so I applaud the fact that it's being examined. I think that they've gone too macro, if you will, insane Reds versus blue states, if this is the case, because I don't think they're going to say, oh, Trump supporters ought to all be killed and Biden supporters ought to be, given a pass. Because, honestly, I don't know how many of your listeners viewed. I live streamed it because I couldn't be there. That march against the mandates that happened in Washington, D.C. yesterday. But I live streamed the whole event. They had a broad spectrum from Farrakhan's Muslim followers to your ultra, red kind of viewpoint. Robert Kennedy Jr. is a lifelong Democrat. And his biggest flaw that I see every time he opens his mouth is calling this country a democracy. But he's well-spoken. He's powerfully spoken against what is happening with the vaccines and with the mandates and all those kinds of things. He gave one of the most eloquent, powerful, well-conceived reviews of it. His speech yesterday was like 27 minutes. I believe it's available now on the internet. But he peeled the onion, if you will. He's a Democrat, for crying out loud. He's a red guy. I mean, a blue guy, excuse me. But the fact of the matter is, I'm a little concerned that people become so presumptive that this is just a Republican versus Democrat thing that they could be blind to other things. I don't want
and
that
it's
to happen.
Not. There's no doubt about it. Who gave the speech yesterday again?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hold on. We'll talk more about that in seconds. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live with Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com.
If the COVID-19 shot is safe and effective, then why are 20% of healthcare workers refusing to get it? If the COVID-19 injection is safe and effective, then why is big tech silencing anyone who opposes it? If the COVID injection is safe and effective, then why is our federal government's reporting system recording over 14,000 deaths from the vaccine and an additional 650,000 plus serious adverse reactions? If the COVID shot is safe and effective, then why did Dr. Gert Van den Bosch, recognized as one of the world's chief vaccine experts, risk his entire career and his reputation to plead with the medical community to immediately halt all COVID-19 vaccinations, calling mass COVID vaccinations an uncontrollable monster? Doesn't sound very safe and effective. Maybe it's time to call a spade a spade. At no time in history have the people forcing others into compliance been the good guys.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The Foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. gave a full speech yesterday. Incredible, by the way. 27 minutes long. Tells the truth. Tells the tale of reality like nobody's business. Full speech January 23rd. Defeat the mandates, March rally, Washington, D.C. Very, very, very well done. But ladies and gentlemen, your mainstream press, here's how they manipulate it all. All right? They literally say, oh, yeah, he invoked Nazi Germany in an offensive speech. So they're going to just double down to the Holocaust and try to attack him. And, this guy's a racist and he doesn't believe in the Holocaust. Or they're just going to go down this rabbit hole of dishonesty. The truth is he's comparing it because it's tyrannical, ladies and gentlemen. And even a Democrat like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. sees it, ladies and gentlemen, understands it for what it is. So I agree with Dr. Bradley. We need to be careful to avoid this idea that it's red against blue, Republican against Democrat, because that's not really the discussion at all. Although, that's how they're starting the divide. They'll be general at first, but they'll eventually get more and more and more finite in their divide tactics. But right now, there's exceptions. You got a good Democrat here or there. You've also got Robert, He's the guy that invented the vaccines. And he's literally a promoter of vaccines big time. He invented the technology, for crying out loud. But this guy's speaking out boldly against them as well. So what happens is that good people everywhere are realizing, wait a minute, I've been had here. Something's wrong. And you know what? Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I would say, hey, he's wrong on a lot of things, but good guy in this case. And this is kind of what we're seeing. More and more and more truth tellers everywhere is really the takeaway, in my opinion, on this, folks. So that's important to understand. We'll have Dr. Bradley respond to that in just a second. But before we do, Dr. Bradley referred to a book. So here's the deal. Dr. Bradley's so quick on his feet, so enlightened, bringing up so many things from history and books. I got to try to write as fast as I can. So I went and did a little bit of research, ladies and gentlemen. And the book is called, He's Right, How to Lie with Statistics. And it's written by Daryl Huff. Just so you know, the book, ladies and gentlemen, reference. I got that down now. But Robert F. Kennedy Jr. doing a superb job in his full speech of breaking this down. He's getting nothing but attacked for it. And this just goes to show you, when good people stand up everywhere, they cannot handle the truth, Dr. Bradley.
Okay, well, this event yesterday started at the Washington Memorial, the big spired peak, okay? They gathered there at 10:30 in the morning, Eastern time. By 11:30, they had wandered over to the Lincoln Memorial, and they had the event there that took several hours. It lasted until 3:30 Eastern time with speakers. Kennedy was kind of the keynote speaker, if you will, the central guy, but they had dozens, literally dozens, of speakers from a whole spectrum. Like I say, Louis Farrakhan had they invited people from a whole spectrum of political beliefs. I mean, and it was not, I mean, they had Jews, they had rabbis, I mean, Christians and Muslims and Democrats and Republicans and I don't know if you've heard of the comedian J.P. Sears. He emceed the event. It was kind of a non-denominational review of the tyranny that's descending upon this nation. And I listened to Robert Kennedy's talk. Of course, I was live streaming the whole event. I did not find the central theme in his talk that the lame brain media is finding this Holocaust reference to. They are absolutely picking a sliver out of a talk that they're trying to. It's one of those gaslighting kinds of things, or almost to an ad hominem thing, where they've attacked him as being some anti-Semitic, when that was couldn't be farther from the truth. There was a Rabbi Epstein that was there, made a magnificent defense against this thing, based upon Jewish faith. And so people that were considered to be kind of really, really the hardcore Jews too. It wasn't one of those kinds of presentations that the lame brain media is attempting to make it. And so really and truly, I don't know if you know of Del Bigtree, but Robert Malone was there, Peter McCullough. I mean, so many of these frontline doctors that have been fighting against this from the very beginning, there is no justification for the spin that's being put on this. Was everything perfect? Not at all. And I pointed out the flaw that Robert Kennedy always brings up is the democracy. But nonetheless, sometimes I think we need to stop fighting about religion until we've won the freedom battle. I mean, everybody can worship, everybody can believe, everybody can have their own opinions, everybody can have kind of their freedom of choice in every single way, unless they tighten the ratchets down to so tight that none of us can move. And so sometimes I think we pick our fights against other people, and that we compartmentalize people and say, oh, he's a blue guy, or he's a red guy, or he's a Trump guy, or he's a Biden guy. You know what? The Biden people should care every bit as much as you do, Sam, about their ability not only to make their own choices about their medical care, but also their religions and how they support themselves and what educational process they use and how they, you know, treat their own issues like with so-called natural medicine versus traditional medicine. What these people try to do is they tar and feather us with a brush that tries to create schisms, and it destroys the unity that could be there in fighting against these things. The Washington Post was the first one that I could find yesterday that gave an estimate of the body that was there for the event. They said between 30 and 35,000. The Fox News picked it up and parroted what the Post had said. And so there was a 30 to 35,000 is the number that's being kicked around the block. It may be absolutely correct. My assumption would be because the Post doesn't want anything that breaks the narrative ever given any credibility. It probably was more than that, but I don't know. I would be impossible. By the way, you know, in the group that spoke, even there was a Black Lives Matter guy that spoke. Some of it was a head-scratcher to me, honestly, as I watched it. I mean, there was some of the speakers were kind of, you know, blowing on their horn a little bit for their agenda. But the fact of the matter is, it was a broad spectrum of people. It was not in any way, shape, or form an anti-Semitic kind of Holocaust denier kind of thing that the lame brain media is attempting to present it.
Now, let's put this in perspective. So while all the mainstream press ties Democratic Robert Kennedy's speech to being kind of a Holocaust discussion, so the mainstream press, all you go look at the headlines, and they're all basically uniform. You know the CIA press is at work in America big time. So I had to, because I agree with Dr. Bradley, it isn't about red and blue and the divide and all this different stuff. The interesting thing is I had to go to the Australian Financial Reviewer, Financial News. So it's AFR.com, but it's Financial Review, Business, Finance, and Investment News from Australia, okay? And here's the headline from them, which is a lot more honest. Kennedy rally against vaccine mandates transcends red-blue divide, AFR.com. Interesting how that's the headline from across the pond, Dr. Bradley.
Well, you know, and I've mentioned on your program before that I try and get my information sources from a broad spectrum all across the world, literally. One of the things that is a general observation, where there are exceptions, of course, but as a general observation, I would say that there is greater freedom of the press outside the continental United States than within the continental United States. It is truly a managed media, not just managed media. There's a script that's handed to people. And if you haven't been observing over the last couple of years, the extreme, shall we say, financial investment that pharma companies have in whether it's news media or it's just the programs they're on. I mean, Hallmark Theater, whatever it is. I mean, the romance stuff that goes on. you look at the soap operas. They're a plethora of medications that they're pitching to you constantly. They are bought and paid for. They don't want to lose those financial resources, and so they play their tune. It's just follow the money. Follow the money.
Ladies and gentlemen, the good news that we're telling you shall set you free, though. The good news isn't the headlines. The good news is what we, the people, our greater numbers, can do about it. We are winning in many cases. We'll talk about that as well on your radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A Harris County deputy was shot and killed early Sunday morning during a traffic stop in southwest Houston, Texas. The deputy has been identified as Corporal Charles Galloway. Galloway pulled over a white, newer model, four-door Toyota Avalon when the driver exited the vehicle and sprayed the windshield with bullets. The suspect remains at large. The executive committee of the Arizona Democrat Party formally censured U.S. Senator Kyrsten Sinema over her vote against filibuster changes.
But what is the legislative filibuster other than a tool that requires new federal policy to be broadly supported by senators representing a broader cross-section of Americans? A guardrail, inevitably viewed as an obstacle by whoever holds a Senate majority.
The censure is mostly a symbolic move. Sinema was one of two Democrat senators who joined with Republicans to vote against lowering the Senate's 60-vote filibuster rule. USA Radio News.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The FBI has offered its final assessment on the Gabby Petito case.
There's an update in the case of Gabby Petito, who was found dead in September in a national park in Wyoming. The FBI office in Denver said a notebook found near the remains of Gabby Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, shows an admission by Laundrie that he was responsible for her death. Her body was found by searchers at a park in Wyoming. Laundrie immediately became the prime suspect. His body was found in October, and authorities say he killed himself. The FBI also said Laundrie sent text messages from her cell phone after she died to make it seem as if she was still alive. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Laundrie's body and notebook were discovered at the Carlton Reserve in Sarasota County, Florida. The James Webb Space Telescope will begin thruster braking at 2 p.m. Eastern today as it settles into its observation destination. USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Dr. Bradley breaking down these vaccine mandates. You know what? They're targeting people with vaccines. Are some batches more toxic than others? Howbad.info. Howbadismybatch.com for you to check that out. You know what? A book, How to Lie with Statistics, written by Daryl Huff. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., speaking out boldly with a full speech yesterday against vaccine mandates, against these toxics. Doctors, frontline doctors, thousands speaking out, but the media's got them all shut down. There's no freedom of the press in America except for the very few like Liberty Roundtable Live and others. But Kennedy rally against vaccine mandates transcends red-blue divide, AFR.com. You got to go to the Australian news to even get a decent headline on this topic. Otherwise, they just call Robert F. Kennedy an anti-Semite, a Holocaust denier. They literally lie. He just made the comparison that this is getting tyrannical, folks, like Germany. You got to beware and step back. He didn't focus on the Holocaust, though. They lie in their narrative, as they often do, ladies and gentlemen. But there is good news. People are fighting back. We're telling you the truth on Liberty Roundtable Live, and there are news organizations that are telling the truth. Let me give you the headline to make kind of the point, and then we'll let Dr. Bradley rock and roll on this one as well. Headline says, the emergency must be ended now. And it's the Epic Times with the piece. And they say the time has come, in their commentary, the time has come to terminate the, quote, pandemic state of emergency. Time to end the controls, the closures, the restrictions. the stickers, the dissertations, the panic mongering, the distancing announcements, the ubiquitous commercials, the forced masking, the vaccine mandates, and they go on and on and on in this commentary basically saying, look, everything they've told us has been a lie. Everything they've told us they've had to backtrack on. None of their measures of distancing, of vaccinations, of masks, of et cetera, none of it has worked. The fact is that we, the people with natural immunity, can do just fine. And the coronavirus via the latest strain is waning. And so they're backing away from all this. And I think that's great news because it's educating people about the truth. But I also want to give you an ominous warning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm convinced this first round of intentional creation and release of the coronavirus as a bioweapon and then releasing the vaccine is a counter bioweapon. Both of them have been intentionally released to make us sick, to kill us, to create fear and panic in the world. And many are deceived on this, and they have calculatedly done this as a soft shot across the bow warning. They have absolute control, they think. Now, they're lying because God's in control, right? But they want you to believe they have absolute control. And this is the soft delivery at first. I submit to you that at some point, I don't know when, doctor, and I'm going to state that again, I don't know when, but I submit to you that they're going to put the hard screws to us via this same kind of illness plan at some point, bioweapon and anecdotal bioweapon. They're going to play those off each other to literally get every one of us sick. And the first rounds are pretty soft. Some people die, but not everybody. The next rounds are going to get harder and harder, and they're going to claim or pretend they have no control over it. Dr. Bradley?
You know, it is interesting that I do believe in a similar manner that what's been released to this point has been kind of a softening up the beachhead. You know, you talk about shelling the beachhead until, you know, you send in the troops that are in the landing craft, and then the real slugging fight starts, boots on the ground kind of thing. And it would seem so that at this point there has been a softening up and a frightening the population. And honestly, I'm more than amazed at the population level that has become completely paralyzed with fear. The scared rabbits that are in their burrows, the COVID cowards, I call them. You know, I talk to people that, you know, in their mask mandate worlds, that they say they can never, never again interact with anybody without a mask on, blah, blah, blah. It's absolutely amazing. But I believe that the worst is yet to come because they have not released everything that could possibly be done at this time. Now, that doesn't mean God and his purposes can't be revealed and counter that all along the way, so it's not an old despair kind of thing. But we are finding in different countries around the world where the people have pushed back. I mean, there's literally countries around the world where this thing yesterday in the United States had 30,000 to 35,000, according to the Washington Post and Fox News. There were millions of people, millions. Some gatherings were as large as 3 million. One gathering, 3 million people. There were tens of thousands of hundreds of thousands of people around the world that have been gathering. England, as you know, the UK under Boris Johnson, have basically relinquished all the mask mandates, all of the COVID restrictions, all of the passport things. And I think in part it's because he knows he's going to get booted out of office if he continues with his iron fist. But in large part, the people are saying, you know what? Show me the science. Show me the evidence. Show me the documentable stuff. I mean, here we've been 20-some months, 22 months, with 2 weeks to flatten the curve. It's never flattened. There's an infection rate higher than it ever was at the height of the so-called worst part of it. I mean, and to tell you the truth, I mean, I think people are starting to say, wait. Maybe the vaccine is the carrier now. Maybe it's the thing that's to be found at fault. There are people that are awakening and saying, whoa, we're done. And we really do need to ask, where's the science? There hasn't been any science whatsoever. It's been manipulated. It's been lied. We've had it. It's a moving target. We've relegated or delegated, I don't know which it is, to one man, the idea that science exists on this thing. And this man is draconian in everything he would do. Fauci has been at the basis of so much of what's gone on, and it's been a lie every step of the way. By the way, Sam, I forwarded to you a YouTube video of Robert F. Kennedy.
Yeah, I got the video of his speech. I'm downloading it now from YouTube because I know they're going to take it down. So I'll have a copy of the video when they do.
Well, you're right. And as we've talked before, I had 1,500 videos of mine that were expunged by YouTube because it doesn't fit the narrative that they're trying to put across. But honestly, the truth will make you free. You've mentioned that today. Truth will prevail. I have in front of me every time I'm on any kind of program I'm doing a plaque that says, there is but one straight course, and that is to seek truth and pursue it steadily. George Washington wrote that back in the 1700s. It is an aphorism that we can live by. We need to seek the truth. And as the Savior said, the truth shall make you free. So it's kind of a, it should be a universal attempt, but so many people today have, it seems, ducked and covered. They've bunkered up and hunkered down, and they are just living as scared rabbits when in truth they should be free and sovereign sons and daughters of God in a program that God set forth, in a system that he set forth. The system is as wide as the universe and as infinitely small as the smallest atomic particle you can think of. Everything is fitly formed by God, and we as a people need to start having a little more faith. We are worshiping at the altar of COVID. We have false gods that we worship. You know, we don't have Moloch anymore or any of those ancient pagan gods. We have gods of physicians and scientists and researchers and pharma companies and politicians.
And celebrities and entertainers, and I mean, it goes on and on, right?
It is. It's absolutely a travesty what a free people that are endowed by their Creator with magnificent God-given rights, and we've frittered it away, we've squandered it, and the stuff that's left, we aren't even claiming as ours because we're too frightened. Again, there's a lot of people we could exclude from that, and I hope that would include us. But the fact of the matter is a great many people have become so terrified. I think of our little local, it's probably the most popular radio program in my community. Every single day, they pound the drum about, oh, ain't it awful. We all got a fear. We're all going to die. Oh, my goodness. And they talk about all of the new cases and so on. Not far from my place, they have a checkpoint. People are lined up around the block in their cars every day to go get tested for something they've been vaccinated against to see if they've got it. Is that an inconsistent thing?
Faith over fear, ladies and gentlemen, is the key, but I do have a legitimate fear that I'm concerned about. I'll tell you about it in seconds, and I want to get Dr. Bradley's response to this as well because it absolutely relates directly to our liberty. We'll do it in seconds with Dr. Bradley on your radio.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, it's Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com, and yours truly on the radio, Sam Bushman. And we're talking about this pandemic and the propaganda surrounding it has just got to stop. And we're talking about the dishonesty and the targeting of vaccines and possibly even the virus towards certain groups and individuals and everything else to the real goal long term. They're peddling it soft now, but it's going to get hard and in your face. And they're going to use that to reinforce their lie that, oh, man, death and destruction is just around the corner unless you trust fully. You put your absolute trust in government. I reject that narrative and put my trust in God Almighty, ladies and gentlemen. I will never put my trust in government or the media or the solutions they dishonestly provide all the time. But here's where I'm really fearful, Dr. Bradley. I'm not fearful of the coronavirus. I know God's in charge. I'm not really fearful of the tyranny. We got to fight against it. I get it. And in the end, I'm not fearful because I trust God and I know that we win in the end. But in the meantime, it's going to get rough. And here's one of the biggest reasons I believe it's going to get rough like you've never seen before. You know, there's a principle, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have a democracy, okay? A democracy says when the majority of the people want something, they just whatever, and that's the deal, right? That's a democracy. We've got a constitutional republic which rejects that narrative and says God's law is first, and man must obey God's law, and there are moral imperatives that govern our actions. And as a result, we have accountability before God. And since nations don't have souls, they can't be judged later. They're judged right now. And so the penalties for disobedience and for turning our back on God is immediate and swift, sad to say, often reality. Well, with the murders of abortion at a feverish pitch, and now the murders of corona being, kind of the next attempt at death and destruction and pillage in Satan's plan. My big fear is this principle. When the majority of the people choose that which is wrong, you're in for destruction. Okay, normally you can count on a society when the majority of the people push for something, agree to something, most of the time they choose that which is right. Factions may choose that which is wrong, but the majority of the people choose that which is right. When that changes, though, you know you're in real trouble, and I'm fearful, Dr. Bradley, that we are starting to, because of dishonesty in the media, because of propaganda and indoctrination as opposed to truth-telling, we are about to the point where the American people will choose that which is wicked above that which is right. And that crossing of the Rubicon on that point really, I don't want to say puts fear into me because I still trust in God, but really worries me about how rough it will be going forward if that happens. Your thoughts?
Well, there has been an avalanche of propaganda, not just on this COVID nonsense, but on the vaccine nonsense and everything. It's been an avalanche of propaganda regarding even the type of government we have and the idea of the godlessness of our nation. I mean, everybody claims that this nation is not a nation under God, not everybody, but a great much of the movement that's doing. It's not a nation under God. It's a secular nation. It's a commercial nation, but it has not does not have God at its foundation. So this sad tale has been told for so many decades now that there's a pretty widespread, not just propagation of it, belief in it. And I just took a look here during the little break here that California now has a bill before it that will require all school children to be vaccinated against COVID-19 under this new bill. And so here we have a bill that I believe arguably could be said as one of the greatest diabolical efforts to completely modify humanity that's ever been proposed and carried out upon the world. You know, it's not really an experiment because people don't have informed consent. They don't have an opportunity to opt out. It's compulsory, and all these kinds of things are happening. It is a juggernaut that's just bulldozing through society right now. And here we have some idiots, buffoons, completely untrustworthy representatives in California that are going to say, all the children have got to have this. There is no safe and effective proof, none whatsoever. The safety thing were a few days of study. We don't know anything beyond a few days of studying. We don't know weeks and weeks into it what will happen. We don't know years into it what will happen. We don't know the fertility issues that will come out of this for humanity. We don't know the types of autoimmune system problems. We don't know the full scope of the heart problems, the stroke issues, the neurological issues. I mean, we can go on and on and on and on and on and on about this thing. It is not proven safe. There is no evidence whatsoever of that. It's a claim by a pharma company that has been trying to keep this hidden for over 50 years before anybody can really look at all the things that are happening. And it's just an absurd thing. So, yes, your concerns are real, and people have been kind of conditioned, if you will. I mean, we have people that, in my opinion, we shouldn't give them much credibility, but they say, why would you ever question your doctor? Well, doctors really are not the gods that everyone would put them up to. Oh, well, that's well-researched. No, find me the research. And it's a lie that's being told to the point that maybe you're right. Maybe the majority of the people will choose the wrong path because they've been lied to. And perhaps there'll be a mitigating factor in there that God will say, you know what, these guys didn't have a full trance. We're going to intervene in these manners, whatever. I don't know. But I'm pretty certain that we have come to a point, it's almost considered in my mind a tipping point in this nation, where we have abandoned so many of the sound, solid, proven principles that everything was going the direction it should before, to a point where we have abandoned reason and sanity and we're following buffoons like Fauci and Biden and, you know, Pelosi and Trump. I mean, come on, people. Trump's the guy that gave you your warp speed vaccine that hasn't been proven safe and effective. And in fact, like I say, there are statistics that indicate that the infection rate is higher than it ever has been. And you have to say, well, has the vaccine contributed to that? I don't know. Maybe. But you have countries, Israel, for example.
Whether it's contributed or not is still up in the air for discussion. But the fact is it has not reduced as they promised. That's a fact.
Absolutely. And Israel, for example, that they've got the double shot and they've got two boosters, and it's rampant there. You look at some of these, you know, kind of more, you know, the countries that have embraced this wholeheartedly, almost to the point of 100%. You look on cruise ships. I mean, you pick isolated communities that are virtually proven 100%, and it's still rampant. It's bizarre, and people aren't connecting the dots. And then, one of the things that Kennedy talks about in his address from yesterday is the VAERS thing. If there's some evidence, if you go by the studies that have been done under the underreporting of the VAERS, you know, this is the vaccine adverse event reaction system the government established to report challenges. They say, oh, the government says, oh, it's bad. It's not good enough to use. It's the system they gave us. And it's underreporting by such a huge amount. There is not one evidence that it overreports anything. Not one evidence. All the evidence is it's underreported. And most of the evidence is that it's only 1% is reported there. And if you do the analysis where the pharma companies are saying, oh, yeah, we've got a 1 in a million chance of a problem. Some evidence is it's 1 out of 39, not 3,900 or 39,000 or 39 million. It's 1 out of 39 vaccines will have some kind of adverse reaction. That's what some of the evidence now is showing. Now, not everybody's going to have one leg fall off or go blind or die, maybe, but they'll have adverse reactions that probably are worse than the sickness. And it may be permanent. It may be generational.
Well, and we haven't even begun to see the adverse reactions that could be downstream yet. We have no idea yet. Generational or later in life, or we could go on and on, doctor, as well. So you're talking about how many adverse reactions we have on the VARS database now. Not to mention, though, what will be filed when. The cause and effect will be broken, though, where you won't be able to tie it to it. You'll say, no, that was 30 years ago. Doctors say there's no evidence or no connection. They'll go down those lies as well. And so we may never realize the ramifications of their actions.
Even with the massive underreporting that is admitted by everybody that's willing to look at the research, the massive underreporting says that this set of vaccines has killed more people than all the other vaccines combined over the last 36 years. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, people. Let's see what the heck we're supposed to be doing with this. And we have a lame brain media that is completely scripted on this thing. They get handed, this is the story you're going to tell, and nobody ever backs off from it because they're paid to say it. The talking heads, I don't know if most of them are smart enough to know more than how to read a script, but the fact of the matter is, do your research. Make your choice based upon an intelligent analysis. Don't go by the false narrative that the celebrities and the politicians and the pharma companies have put out there. All of them have their own ulterior motives. It's your body. It's your science. It's your life. It's your children's life. This is worth looking at. Don't just roll over and go into a fetal position and say, I'm going to go along with what the rest of the world is saying is right. Figure it out. You have intelligence that God has given you. Use that intelligence to make good choices. Don't be stupid. Anyway, I mean,
well, and turn to God Almighty on your knees and let the Spirit be your guide, ladies and gentlemen. This is one thing really important to understand. If you're going to make it through the future where they're literally targeting us, where they're literally trying to create sickness and death so they can peddle their agenda of tyranny. You're going to need guidance from God to make it through that, folks. You're going to need to really have an understanding of who you are, what your relationship with God is, because otherwise, even the mental turmoil of this will just wreak havoc on your family and on those around you. And you've got to get centered with Christ because he's the author of our liberty. And I'm telling you, I believe in Christ. And I know that he's the author of my liberty and he's the savior of my soul. He is the grantor of eternal life. And so we need to do all that he's asked us to do. Jettison the gazillion commandments of government and go with the 12, the two great commandments and the 10 commandments that God gives us. And ye shall have faith rather than fear, stability rather than panic, peace rather than turmoil in your life. For Dr. Scott Bradley and Sam Bushman, we're flat out of time, but check out his website, freedomsrisingsun.com, to preserve the nation, his collegiate series. Incredible stuff. Check that out. And libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.